Following the mass shooting at a Florida high school 2 weeks ago, lawmakers and President Trump have reintroduced the idea of arming some teachers. Here in Washington, there are a few school districts that already have armed staff. Toppenish School District near Yakima was the first to have guns on campus in 2014. 19 armed administrators are on school grounds, including Superintendent John Cerna. Cerna told me how the policy has worked and what training the armed staff receives.
So at least a minimum of 40 hours of class time as well as range time of training. Then we had to actually certify on the range. And the certification is basically you have 50 shots and you have to keep them all within the border of a human target.
And does their training address what to do in a situation if there was to be a shooter at a school campus?
Yes, it shows us how to, we walk through scenarios where we clear rooms back to back. Like TV, I mean, you see SWAT and that type of thing. We do that also in case we ever have to deal with something like that.
You made the decision that all of the armed staff are anonymous. Why did you decide that?
Well, for a variety of reasons. One is that I've got a lot of our people. They're administrators, of course, but they have families. And I really don't want to put a target on their back. And the thing is, with being anonymous, they don't know who is carrying or where they're carrying that. I can tell you right now, all of our buildings are covered. So it's better not to know who. If an incident does occur, they'll be putting a vest on. And then plus they have an orange vest that identifies them. So when police arrive, so then they'll know who. But until then, it won't happen. Our police force is aware. We've had face-to-face meetings with our local police, so they have a pretty good idea of who is armed in the building.
Well, I'm just thinking some might argue that decision to keep your staff members anonymous could acknowledge that guns are too dangerous to be in schools. What do you say?
I think it's bogus because guns are dangerous if you neglect the proper use of guns. Yes, they are. But safety is paramount. That is critical. We practice very safe. Everything is about safety. When we go on range, or perhaps every gun is considered loaded all the time. And that's the way it should be. So accidents happen, yes. But usually they happen because somebody's negligent. And we haven't had any problems in 4 years at all, none. It's all been really good because we practice safety at all times.
Right now, teachers are not permitted to carry weapons in the Toppenish School District. How do your teachers feel about whether or not they should be able to carry a weapon when they know there are other staff members who can?
Most of our teachers are thankful that there's an armed presence, that in case something does go down, that there's a possibility that we may save their life and the lives of their students, too. I've had several teachers ask if they could be part of an armed presence, and I've had to tell them no at this time. But there are some teachers that probably would do a great job, but at this time I believe we have enough armed personnel to make sure all of our buildings are safe.
As you know, President Trump and other national leaders have suggested that maybe one way to go is to arm teachers in classrooms. Do you want teachers in your district to carry guns?
Some of them, yes. We have some of our teachers that are very competent. We have several that have been in the service that have showed interest to do this. And if that should happen, they would have to go through the same training that we go through, and we do it side by side. I don't have a problem with that.
What have you heard from students and from parents since the school shooting a couple of weeks ago in Florida?
A lot of our students, they know that we have our presence, and they're very thankful. Our parents, they're thankful too. I mean, I haven't heard anything negative. I think they believe that because of our proactiveness, instead of being reactionary and waiting until an incident occurs and then you take care of it, no. I think being proactive is much better, and I've heard nothing but positive from our people.
John Cerna is the superintendent of Toppenish School District in Central Washington. Toppenish was the first in Washington State to allow guns on campus in 2014. The state does not keep track of how many districts allow guns on school grounds.